This episode is made possible by Awin. Two-thirds of digital ad spend currently flows to the three big tech platforms, Google, Meta, and Amazon. But their auction-based ad models favor their own bottom line and inflate costs at a time when every single marketing dollar counts. Awin's affiliate partnerships platform offers a real alternative to big tech and puts you back in control of your ad spend. Want to find out how? Visit awin.com/emarketer to learn more.
And I think they'll be able to get away with it because they've always done things that are like polar opposite of what the Disney brand is. Like they own Miramax, they used to own Hollywood Records, and then they put out some profane stuff. So I guess as long as they don't touch it with like the Disney name, they might be okay. But you are right, it is kind of weird to think about.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the great big advertising, media, and retail quiz of the month, August 2023, a special episode of the Behind the Numbers Daily, an eMarketer podcast made possible by Awin. This is our monthly show that discusses the biggest trends of the moment and newest research and bundles it up into a quiz with some analysis sprinkled in. I'm your host, Marcus Johnson. How does this episode work? Well, it's a big game show, and every month, three of our analyst teams, media and advertising is one, retail is two, and social marketing and tech we've packaged into number three. They go head to head to head, and we're keeping a running score. And at the end of the year, we crown a winning team who win a gift card each, and of course, claim the Nobel Prize of the analyst world, the Victoria Cup, a trophy designed in pottery class by our very own Victoria, who edits the show. The quiz has three rounds. I never use that. Spoiled for multiple choice, and closest wins. The person with the most points at the end of the game wins the gold medal and gets three super duper points for their team's running total. Second place will get you silver and two super duper points. And third place gets you a barely above 0-1 super duper point. Let's meet this month's contestants who are representing the different teams I mentioned earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, from the digital advertising and media team, senior analyst based above New York City, it's Ross Benish.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, fella. Next up, representing the retail team, senior analyst based just above Chicago, is Zach Stamble.
Hey, Marcus. How's it going?
Hey, fella. Good, sir. And finally, holding it down for the social and tech team, VP of briefings, just above somewhere else in New Jersey, Stephanie Taglianetti.
Hey, cheers, mate.
There she is. So, listeners, you can also be your own team if you want. Don't have to, you can just listen. But if you keep track of your own points total, you can match your score against these three folks at the end to see if you beat them. Speaking of scores, let's check in on the overall team scores thus far. We started this quiz in April, so after 4 months, four rounds, digital advertising and media, Ross's team is sadly in last place, or third, if you want to call it that, with six super duper points. The other two teams are tied for first. Social marketing and tech and retail have nine super duper points each, leading the way. But that's the overall super duper points total, running totals. We, of course, start the in-game scores with everyone at zero. So James, who copy edits the show, is stepping in for Stuart, who runs the team, to help us keep the score. It's a low bar, James. You'll do fine. Okay, here we go. Let's play. First round, I never knew that. So in this round, we discuss the biggest stories of the moment with a question tied to each. Folks have 5 seconds to send me their answers via Slack. 1 point if you're correct. 4 questions. Let's go with the first story, first related question. So we're talking about digital advertising earnings. The big three digital ad players recently told us how they did in Q2. Meta kept accelerating its revenue growth, growing from 4% in Q1 to 12% in Q2. Amazon's ad business was up 22%. That's better than last Q2. Google bounced back, growing ad revenue 3% after two consecutive quarters of negative growth. So everyone doing better. And owned platform YouTube had seen three straight quarters of negative year-on-year growth until it just posted a positive 4% in Q2. But the question is, if YouTube was a standalone company, if it was spun off, broken away from Google, if it was a standalone company, where would it rank in terms of share of the digital ad pie? I'll give you a hint. Google's first, Meta is second. But if YouTube was a standalone company, where would it rank in terms of share of the digital ad pie in the US? Send those answers in via Slack.
Wait, where does it rank? Not the actual share? Did I do that?
Yeah, where is it ranked? Exactly, the ranking. Yep, yep. So is it 7th, 10th, 3rd? Yep. Okay, so Ross says 5th. Zach says 4th. And Stephanie says 5th as well. The correct answer is 5th.
Hey,
so Stephanie and Ross get a point each.
I feel vindicated.
Stephanie and Ross are correct. It is indeed 5th. Close though, Zach said 4th. Amazon would be 3rd. Microsoft would be 4th. And then YouTube, with a 3% share, is just behind them in 5th. TikTok are in 6th place. Yes, indeed. Ross, real quick, I mean, you cover digital advertising and media for us. What did you make of the triopoly, Meta, Google, and Amazon's earnings in Q2 overall? What was that picture to you?
It seemed pretty well overall. You know, there's been a lot of talk of advertisers fearing recession and that we're going to head into this big economic downturn. But then the largest companies, especially Meta, had very strong earnings, which kind of bucks that trend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all bouncing back to varying degrees. So a much rosier outlook than the start of the year. We'll see what Q3 looks like. We're already well into that. Let's move to our second question. And we're talking about Disney, how they're getting into sports betting. So our briefings analyst, Daniel Konstantinovich, recently noted ESPN signed a 10-year, $2 billion deal with Penn National that will see the casino operator's Barstool Sportsbook rebrand to what? So the question is, what will Disney's new ESPN sports betting arm be called? What will Disney's new ESPN sports betting arm be called? What do we think, folks? Who do we do first? We do Ross first. Ross says ESPN Sportsbook. Zach says ESPN Betting. And Stephanie is the only one who's correct with ESPN Bet. ESPN Bet is the name that they have chosen. It will be promoted on regular ESPN broadcasts and could possibly see integration with streaming service ESPN Plus as well. Folks, any thoughts on this move or just the kind of incredibly fast evolution of sports betting in the US?
Just seeing Disney brand next to sports betting doesn't really sit well with me. Seems to contrast that very wholesome company image.
I was speaking to Daniel Konstantinovich about this, and the question for me, I wonder if there's a survey on this, but like, how many folks know? We know, and maybe a fair few folks do know, but how many folks know that Disney owns ESPN? Because if they do, it could affect their perception of the brand, definitely.
Right.
But if they don't, maybe they'll be able to get away with it.
ESPN is a very strong brand, though, that is a brand unto itself. And so I think people do segment it from the broader Disney brand and the way in which you think of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they'll be able to get away with it because they've always done things that are like polar opposite of what the Disney brand is. Like they own Miramax, they used to own Hollywood Records, and they put out some profane stuff. So I guess as long as they don't touch it with like the Disney name, they might be okay. But you are right, it is kind of weird to think about Mickey Mouse and like gambling addiction. One thing that was kind of wild with that story, though, is Barstool Sports, Penn, the company that was selling the sports book, paid a bunch of money for them, and then they didn't want to be associated with Barstool when they did this ESPN deal, so they sold it back to them for $1. Like, the Barstool rebought itself for $1.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't realize that.
I didn't know that either.
Wrinkle of the deal. The opportunity here is pretty huge and getting bigger. The US sports betting market didn't exist pretty much before the pandemic. Total revenues were less than $1 billion. Today, there are over 10. In 2 years, they'll be approaching 20. So this market's going to come out of nowhere. And then how many bettors are there? 30 million. 30 million Americans will be online sports bettors this year. Put another way, 12% of people who use the internet will place an online bet in 2023. All right, let's move to question 3. Stephanie's got 2 points. Ross has got 1 at the moment. Zach, yet to get off the ball. I bloody know, Marcus. Get on with it. Question 3. How much attention should Gen Alpha get? So this is the first generation that will be born entirely in the 21st century. There will be more of them than boomers by 2025, in just 2 years' time, more Gen Alpha than boomers. And they will start reaching adulthood in just 7 years. It will be the largest generation ever, with the biggest spending power, a generation where AI, AR, and streaming will be the norm. These Gen Alphas will be born between which years? I'll give you one. It's something in 2025. So what year is missing? Gen Alphas will be born between 2 years, something, and 2025.
Seems like we're coming up with generations quicker now. Like,
yeah.
You know, what wasn't really a whole generation ago that we coined the Gen Z thing. So if generations are going to be like every like 7 years now, then there's like three generations just between me and my siblings, which defeats what a generation is.
It does seem soon that we're talking about Gen Alpha, but at the same time, I also feel very different as a millennial, very different from younger millennials. And their behaviors, I feel like, are so different, even if you just go like 5 years down. And there's a way, I might have brought this up on the podcast before, but there's a way to tell the difference between an older and a younger millennial. You ask them this question: what was your first Game Boy?
Oh, and if it's a Game Boy Color versus an Advance, is that the...
No, or original, like if they've got the original gray with the magnifying glass that you had to attach to zoom in with the light, then you're an older millennial. If you had the color, then you're probably mid-millennial. If you were a Game Boy Advance, you're a baby millennial.
Mine was green. And like kind of see-through, I think.
A color. Yeah.
Typical. I had original.
Original, yes. Oh, my nice. Guy.
I'm an elder Zach. Millennial. What can I say?
Ross?
I had a Game Boy Color. We did have a Game Boy Original, but that was my older brother's.
Relic.
I had kind of see-through.
Yeah, that mine is too.
Blue or purple, something there like that. I think it's purple.
That's green see-through.
Yeah. So the answer to the question, what we got? Ross thinks it's 2015. Zach says 2010. And Stephanie says 2006. And Zach gets the points.
Zach it on the board. There we go.
There we go.
Well played. So Zach gets the point in that round. Some interesting stats about Gen Alpha. I saw these recently because we were talking about this in a previous episode. So 56% of Gen Alpha's parents said their kids watch shopping content. So these are like hauls or unboxing videos, according to Morning Consult. So nearly 6 in 10 Gen Alphas doing this. 65% of those entering primary school today are expected to work in entirely new jobs that don't exist yet, according to McCrindle Research. So 2/3 of folks. And then final one, according to generations expert, Dr. Eliza Gilby, the average Gen Alpha has over 100 photos of themselves posted on social media before their first birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'd feel about that. Stuart, who runs the team, tried to take a picture of me the other day in the office, and I took off running. 100 photos before you're one?
And my mother-in-law has already exceeded that within like 6 months of my daughter's birth, so I believe it.
Yeah. All right, let's move to the final question in this round. TikTok. That's what we're talking about. We covered TikTok a fair amount this month in our August 2nd Reimagining Retail episode. We discussed the TikTok flywheel. We talked about its text-only posts on the daily on the 7th. We covered TikTok live on the weekly listen on the 18th. And what's going on with the TikTok ban on the 25th. But what we haven't yet discussed is when TikTok will pass Facebook in total daily minutes. It passed Instagram in 2022. But the question is, when will TikTok pass Facebook in total daily minutes, according to our forecasts? Zach says 2027. Ross says 2025. And Stephanie says 2025. The answer is 2025. Well played. Ross and Stephanie get a point each. Well played. So we already estimate the individual, not total, TikTok users spend nearly twice as long on TikTok than Facebook users spend on Facebook. But in terms of total minutes, 2025 is when they will pass Facebook.
So they're passing Facebook. Is that the whole population or just among users of each service?
Good question. 1 second. Debbie's report. Adult population. Yes, among the adult population. Mm-hmm. But I can't believe they already passed Instagram in 2022 and shot past them, and they'll pass Facebook and will, I mean, it's not like they're flattening out anytime soon. They're going to just continue to skyrocket past Facebook, and Facebook is actually on the downswing. So the gap's going to get even wider, faster because of that, going two very different directions. All right, folks, let's count the points after the first round. And what do we have? Well, scores show me that Stephanie is in the lead with 3. Ross has 2 and Zach has 1 point. So we're heading into round 2. Still all to play for. Lots of points to get. And we're moving to spoilt for multiple choice. This is the multiple choice round where we dig a little deeper into one of the topics from round 1. This month, we'll be focusing this round on the time Americans spend with social media. So not just TikTok, we're going to expand it to social media. 1 point for a correct answer. 3 questions in this round, and we are using our very own Deborah Aho Williamson's report. She's one of our principal analysts covering social media. The report is US Time Spent with Social Media 2023, link in the show notes or on insiderintelligence.com. Question 1, folks. From before the pandemic to today, Americans added an extra 25 minutes to their daily social network diets. They added 25 minutes. But how much total time do they spend on social networks daily in 2023? How much total time do Americans spend daily on social networks this year? So is it 1 hour and 35 minutes, 1 hour and 47 minutes, or 1 hour and 58 minutes? Is it 135, 147, or 1 hour and 58 minutes? Zach says 1 hour 47. Ross says 135. And Stephanie says 137.
Which was not even an option.
Split the difference.
Wasn't an option, no. What are you doing? Stephanie's gone rogue and will choose her own answers. Zach got it right. It's 147. Congratulations.
That's what
Zach.
I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
A likely story. James, she will not get the points at all. So 1 hour and 47. That's 11% of total media time spent with social networks, but 147 is their daily diet. All right, question 2. So back in 2019, Americans spent 33% of their social network time watching video. Of all the time on social networks, they spent 33% of it watching video in 2019. But what is that share today? In 2023, what share of the time Americans spend on social networks is spent watching video? Is it 48%, 56%, or 62%? Is it 48, 56, or 62% Americans' time spent on social networks watching video? Oh, wow. Quick coming in here. Okay. So Ross says 48. Zach says 48. And Stephanie correctly says 56.
I meant 46, but I'll take it. I'm just kidding.
Did you get it wrong? Oh, no, unbelievable. 56% of their time spent watching video and on social networks. But it's not expected to take up much more time in the future, though. 60% by 2025. So 56 today, growing to 60% by 2025. So yeah, flattening out. But still a lot of time.
Well, you still have to scroll to find the video that you want.
Oh, is that that's what it is?
Yeah,
just scroll time.
Still got a little time there.
It's not engagement with text. All right, folks. We move to question 3. And social network ad spending is a $68 billion business, but what share of all digital ad dollars in the US are going to social network ad spending? What share of the total digital ad pie in the US is going to social network ad spending? Is it 26%, 32%, or 37%? 26, 32, or 37? The share of social network ad dollars of the whole digital pie.
Can you read the options again?
Yeah, 26, 32,
and
or 37.
Double check what I
put. You're good, Stephanie?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'll have to start giving ABC answers so we don't.
I know.
Yeah,
what the
that's
heck?
Probably
what
a better strategy.
We
was going
to
do that.
ABC.
And I was like, they don't need ABCs. These
we
guys
do.
Can
we
keep
do,
three
indeed.
Numbers no. in their head for
no,
a
no,
second.
No, we can't.
Unbelievable. James,
you're assuming too much
welcome
of
to
us.
The show. You have to spoon feed these guys. You'll learn soon enough, James. These analysts. you guys are worse than Susie. I'm kidding. No one is worse than Susie.
No one's worse than Susie.
No. Answers are in. Zach says B, 32. Ross says B, 32. And Stephanie says A, 26. The answer is 26%.
Oh my God.
26%. Yeah, lower share than I would have expected.
She's got to have a comfortable lead now at this point.
Yeah, it's pretty comfortable. So, yeah, Stephanie's got 5. Ross and Zach tied for 2. But it's all to play for in round 3 because there's lots of points to go around. You can get 3 points per question. So comebacks are possible.
Yep.
If she wins the first question, then there's
nobody stands a chance.
We can just go home.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I'm already home, but...
Yeah, I am as well.
Can just hit leave.
Close my laptop.
On Zoom. All right, folks. Any thoughts on some of these numbers? Social network time, total time, time spent watching video, total ad dollars?
I thought the total ad dollars would have been a little higher, but... Mm-hmm. I guess it makes sense that its share is probably declining a little bit because so much is going to retail media and streaming.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe the share, yeah, it's down a tiny bit or flat, but I was surprised that that wasn't going up.
Because it used to just be like Facebook and Google, just those two companies were like over half. And you know, Facebook was smaller than Google, but its share alone used to be, you know, probably 26%. And then when you add in TikTok and Snap, but, you know, there's other things emerging in digital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Facebook's share staggeringly by 2025, Facebook will have 18% share of the digital pie. Amazon will have 15%.
And that's Facebook. That's the whole company, right? Not just Facebook.
Oh, sorry. Meta, I should have said. Exactly right. Meta will have 18%.
Because like probably half of that will be Instagram by
yes,
that point.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, it's pretty much split down the middle. Yeah, so... Yeah, Meta will be in second place behind Google. I think Google's got 24, somewhere in that region, 23. Meta will have 18% share of digital ad spending in the US, and then Amazon with 15% already.
Might be some adjustments to that too if like the Department of Justice thing with Google reshapes their ad tech business.
Yeah, good point. All right, folks. So as I mentioned, the scores going into round 3. Stephanie with 5, Zach and Ross with 2 apiece. This is like the division that the Chiefs are in. What division is that? They just like beat the hell out of everybody and everyone else is playing for second. No offense, Ross and Zach, but it's pretty bad. Not much of a pep talk, was it?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's like...
You guys are just going to sit there and take that from from Marcus?
I'm not... From me? It's from you. Crushing
no,
them.
It's applicable enough today.
Yeah, it's just not looking so hot. Well, it's very hot here in Chicago, but it's not looking hot in terms of my score.
I'm not talking smack like Marcus over here.
No, it's the AFC West. That's what it is of games. It's okay. Let's see how you guys do in our third and final round. Closest wins. This is the round where the closest guest wins the most points. 3 questions, closest guess for each gets 3 points. Second closest gets 2 and furthest gets 1. Just the 1. So, question 1. We are referring back to some of the stories from the first round, so they are somewhat linked. So for the first question, we go back to digital ad spend. We're talking about the Triopoly. So, what share of US digital ad spending do the big 3, Google, Meta, and Amazon account for this year, according to our forecast? What share of US digital ad spending do the big 3, Google, Meta, and Amazon account for this year, according to our forecasts? Answers, folks. Zach says 76, Ross says 51, and Stephanie says 65. The closest is... Stephanie,
no,
60%.
No, I'm sorry.
Darts in the dark. I have no
as
idea.
As was I.
But should you have been? I literally just gave you the numbers to add up.
Gave all 3
Google,
even?
Yes, I said Google's going to have this much.
Well,
Meta's going to have this much. No one ever listens to it. And Amazon's going to have this much.
I only remembered what you said about Meta. I forgot the other two already. This
unbelievable.
When did you say that?
Literally just seconds ago. What?
You didn't attach a letter to it, so I wasn't able to remember because it wasn't ABC.
You guys are the worst. Stephanie gets 3 points. Zach said 76. Ross 51. So Ross is second. So Ross gets 2. Zach gets the 1. Just the 1 point for Zach.
Yeah.
Okay. We move to, let's have a quick look at the scores. Yeah. Okay. Stephanie's won. kind of. Ross, you could still tie Stephanie if you got these right and the next two, and Stephanie got just 1 point in the next two.
All right.
Two.
I'll try to remember what you said in the rest of this episode.
Yeah. You guys
good luck. Thing. I don't remember anything Marcus said except for when he was making fun of you guys earlier.
Thanks, guys. Jesus.
And hope is just lost for me.
Okay. Question two. U.S. sports betting. We're back. By state, as of June 22nd, 2023, how many US states allowed some form of sports gambling, whether through retail channels, online sports books, or both, according to our very own principal analyst, Paul Werner, in his latest sports betting report? How many US total number of US states that allowed some form of gambling, whether through retail channels, online sports books, or both? Stephanie says 56. There are only 50. What are you doing? I'm kidding. You shouldn't put that. Zach, pull yourself together.
Oh, man. just another dart in the pitch dart.
Okay, here we go. Zach says 24. Ross says 32. Whoa. And Stephanie says 40. The answer is... 34.
Wow,
34. Ross. Ross gets 3 points. Stephanie gets 2.
So I edited Paul's report that data came from.
No wonder it was so specific.
But I'm honestly surprised I was that close because I could. That was like 3 weeks ago, so it was hard to recall.
I know, we can't even remember what Marcus said. Yeah. 20 seconds ago, yeah, nevertheless, no, thanks, 3 weeks.
So thanks I was closer on what Paul wrote 3 weeks ago than I was on what Marcus said like 5 minutes ago.
Appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, yes. Correct.
Feels so seen. So four additional states have legalized betting, but have yet to launch commercial operations. Paul's report notes. Okay, so I won't even say the scores because we're pretty set at this point. But we'll do the final question for the hell of it. Why not? Yep. So Gen Alpha, and we're talking about them in the workforce. McCrindle Research estimates that by 2030, Gen Alpha will account for what share of the total workforce? By 2030, Gen Alpha will account for what share of the total workforce? Come on, Zach. I've never rooted for someone on the show, but on the quiz
before. I know.
Before,
this is just not very good. And I was trying to do the math here, and I'm sure I'll just embarrass myself again.
It's not your best work, but that's just so Zach.
I don't want to know. It's not. It's like a part of that sentence.
It's not too bad. So Zach says 18, Ross says 15, and Stephanie says 15, and the answer is 11%.
Wow,
11%. So Stephanie and Ross, they tie, so I believe it's 3 points each for them, James, and then that means that Zach technically is second, so he gets 2.
Okay, there we go. I'll take that.
You get 2.
Take the win.
Yep. So yeah, so 11%. What's shocking though is Gen Z will account for 34% of the workforce. So add those together, Gen Z and Gen Alpha will account for close to half of the global workforce in 7 years, which is shocking.
So that's when I'll be phased out.
Yeah.
Put into
a box
somewhere.
You've got 3 years left, max. Yeah. You're like the Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
3 years tops. We'll see how you're doing your first year with the Jets. Okay, that's all we got time for this quiz. We don't need the entirely too random tiebreak question because it's pretty clear. And so because James is way better than Stuart at keeping score, I can immediately tell you that in third place No surprises. Zach gets, he had 6 points and gets the bronze. Then that means that Ross came in second place with 10 points and Stephanie with 13 points. She
smashed
picks up the gold. Ross, you came back, mate. I will say
you
wasn't expecting you to be
you
as close
that gap.
Given how we started. But that means that Zach gives his team one super duper point. Ross gives his team two super duper points and Stephanie brings home three super duper points.
Does that mean my team is no longer tied for first?
Let's have a look. So advertising and media is Ross. Ross, you got silver?
Yep.
Okay, so that means you get 2 points. And then social marketing and tech gets, that's you, Stephanie, right? You got 3 points. So that's 9.
That is apparently me.
And
I've
then
been
retail
assigned.
Got 1 point.
Sorry, team. Yeah.
Okay, so after 5 rounds, after the 5th month, I can tell you, take a look at the leaderboard. And in last place, but closing the gap, is advertising and media. Ross, pulling a little bit closer, you have 8 points. Retail, you are no longer tied for first. You're in second place with 10 points. And that means social marketing and tech are ahead with 12 points out in front.
And how many months does this run?
Till Christmas.
So we've got plenty of time.
Till the end of the year. Yep. So we've got 4 more months left to play. It's all to play for, folks. Congratulations to Stephanie. This week's winner pulls her team even further into the lead. But well played to retail Zach and to our advertising and media Ross. Thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you to you all. Thank you to Stephanie.
Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you to Zach.
Thank you.
And thank you to Ross.
Thanks, Marcus.
And thank you to Victoria, who edits the show, James, who copy edits it and keeps score for us, hopefully from now on, because Stuart is terrible. And thank you to Stuart, who runs the team. Thanks to everyone for listening. We'll be back in September with the September quiz. We hope to see you tomorrow, though, for the Behind the Numbers Weekly Listen, an eMarketer podcast made possible by Awin.